This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Denver man is one of the three Americans who were among the 290 people killed in a series of terrorist bombings yesterday in Sri Lanka. 40-year-old Dieter Kowalski was staying at one of the hotels that was struck. He was on a business trip at the time.
Our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts are with the people.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. stands ready to help in the investigation.
The United States stands ready to help in anything that we can do and look forward to helping bring these individuals that are responsible to justice.
Around a dozen people have been detained by authorities in connection with the blasts. Three-term Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, joining a long list of Democrats running for the White House, he's now the 19th. The 40-year-old Moulton is a Marine combat vet who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
A bizarre incident on Easter morning has a woman now facing charges in San Diego. Worshippers say she walked into a church during Easter services holding a baby and a gun and threatened to blow up the building. Members of the non-denominational church tackled the woman and grabbed the baby. The baby and another child of the woman's are now in state custody. A report in the New York Times says shoddy production is potentially threatening the safety of Boeing's 787 Dreamliner. But this morning, Boeing is rejecting those allegations made by several current and former employees, including John Barrett, who's a retired quality inspector. He raised concerns over several problems, including metal shavings found inside the planes.
Because over time, these metal shavings are going to migrate down into these boxes or into the electrical connectors. Start a fire.
He spoke to NBC News, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Several brands of bottled water are reportedly contaminated with arsenic. According to Consumer Reports, the worst offenders are Whole Foods-owned Starkey and Peñafiel, which is owned by Keurig Dr. Pepper and imported from Mexico. Consumer Reports says its tests found that samples of Peñafiel had arsenic levels well above the federal allowable limit. Tests of Starkey water showed levels at or just below federal limits. Keurig Dr. Pepper says it has suspended bottled water production at its plant in Mexico and will revamp the filtration process that is used at that facility. SpaceX's timetable to get humans back into space may have to change a bit after what it calls an anomaly. Engine problems were reported during a test over the weekend at Cape Canaveral. Plumes of orange smoke was seen for miles, or were seen for miles. SpaceX was planning to fly astronauts to the International Space Station in just a few months, but it's not clear if the company can maintain that timeline now. Today is Earth Day, the anniversary of the birth of the environment environmental movement as Earth Day looks to inspire new ideas and bring people to action when it comes to the environment and protecting it. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent we are, and just the way you'd like to hear from us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Clearly, men have been under attack for a number of years. And I got to tell you, for many years, and I miss the group tremendously ever since it kind of went by the wayside, although there are still remnants of Promise Keepers about. But I think that clearly there is something missing dramatically out of the lives of men. The lack of example, the encouragement that men, because of the feminist movement, the whole sexual identity issue under attack in a big way. And Dr. Tony Evans, who's been on with us many times over the years, and I just so appreciate his heart, has a new movie that's going to be coming out. It's a Fathom event. It's going to be out for two nights, and we'll talk about it more in more detail. It's called Kingdom Men Rising. It is a call for men to embrace their manhood in a way that is godly. It is one that their wives, the women in their lives are calling for, their children, their communities. It is a powerful movie that is going to be life-changing. And here to tell us more about it is pastor and author Jonathan Pitts, who is featured in this new movie, Kingdom Men Rising. Jonathan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Bill. It's good to be with you today. I'm doing well.
I'll tell you, you are such a blessing. The vulnerability of the men that are featured in this movie, from Dr. Evans, you got Kirk Franklin, Lecrae, Coach Dungy, John Kidney, yourself, is incredible. But this is about men being men and being real about the issues that we are dealing with on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's an incredible film. You know, what I love about it, though, it really is a vulnerable film. And for me, when I watched it for the first time, I've watched it a few times, actually, mm-hmm. What stuck out the most to me was just the level of humility in these men. It's humility I want to emulate. I'm probably one of the younger guys on there, but I just want to emulate the humility that Dr. Evans has been leading with for years and years and years, you know. Really grateful to be a part of it.
But what you've experienced, though, Jonathan, in your life, and I want you to tell the story to the audience, because they'll hear more about it and see it in the movie, what you went through. I mean, you have four daughters. You were married to Winter. And you come home from work, and she's not feeling well. And in a matter, what is it, a matter of hours, she's gone. She's out of your life and out of the lives of your daughter. Your daughters, and you're having to deal with, you know, the very depths of who you are as a man and as one who believes in God. You have gone to a level of experience, you know, as the Bible says, And this isn't about mighty exploits. It's, you know, the Bible says he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And I tell people all the time, it's not about the mighty exploits. It's more about those who know their God. And you have, through the pain of what you and your family have endured here, have gotten to know God in ways that many of us will never get to know God.
Yeah, well, it's, I honestly would trade my story with many people. It's not a story I asked for or one that I would necessarily want, but it's the one that God called me to. And, you know, it's been an emotional day. I've been, Easter services this, weekend. I had 5 services that I was a part of and got into my office this morning, just a quiet moment. And just, it was a moment of relief, just remembering kind of fresh what God's done in my life. But really, the scripture, Philippians 4:13, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Like what I've come to realize, that's not like this coffee cup verse about God giving me the strength to do what he's called me to do in a season that he needs me to do it, but it's more about him being my strength, that Christ, you know, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Like there's this reality that God really enters into the mess with me and with my daughters. And it's been a beautiful thing to watch. It's been the hardest 9 months of my life, but God's been tremendously good and faithful and kind to me. And for that, I'm really grateful. So,
well, you're a single parent. You got 4 daughters, aging and rage. Tell our audience.
Age is 15, 12, and then twin, almost 10-year-olds. Next week, they'll be 10.
Oh, well, happy birthday to them. And so here you are, Easter Sunday, all that, you know, our faith, I mean, the linchpin, the cornerstone of our faith, comes to a culmination with an empty grave. And, you're involved in, it's one thing to be involved in 5 services because it's a lot about, you know, being a servant and being outside of yourself. But then, you know, as you say, you come to that moment where it's just you and God. And you're saying, you know, help me get through another day.
Yeah, it's really been that day by day. And, you know, it's been neat. Like, God's been really good to give me healthy busyness. Like, you know, I worked for Dr. Tony Evans for 14 years in different capacities, ran his national ministry for the last 7 years. The week that Winter died was the week that I was accepting a call to go pastor. That she died on a Tuesday. That next Monday, Winter and I and our girls would be moving to Tennessee, having already bought our house and moved into our house in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And God would take her home in a time when, you know, we were thinking we were transitioning one way, we were transitioning in a whole other way. But God's been kind to kind of put enough newness and freshness and busyness in our lives to keep us going, but he's also given us quiet moments for us to grieve and for us to just trust him anew, day by day, moment by moment. It's been incredibly difficult, but he has been above and beyond all we can ask or think. Like, his grace has been so rich to us, and for that I'm really thankful, especially for my girls.
Right. Well, a movie that was released this week, which was a great movie lead-in to Easter and the Easter season, was Breakthrough. And core to that movie was appreciating and embracing the sovereignty of God. And Dr. Tony Evans and, you know, the men that are in this movie in which you are featured as well, Jonathan, as you say, is steeped in humility. And that humility comes from understanding that it's not about us. No matter what the situation is, at the end of the day, our peace and our comfort comes from a sovereign God who is faithful to his promise, does it not?
Yeah, and it's kind of what I've seen just through this time. And you know what's beautiful for me is I've known it all along. I've memorized it in Scripture. I've recited it over and over again. I've taught it to my kids. And now I'm having to live it out and just trust God, just even in the death of my wife and the loss of my best friend and my girl's mom, and just trusting that God is good. You know, the thing I say to my girls is that the moment that Winter left this earth, their mom left this earth, was not the moment that God stopped loving her, but that his love got all the more real for her, like perfectly real. And for us, that God has not left us and that he's still good in this. And it's an easy thing to say. What's really fun for me is to really believe it and trust it in the face of kind of what we've walked through. Like, I've experienced it, and I know it, and I trust it, and I trust God. I should say him.
Well, talk about sealing the deal with you, right? I mean, every day, I mean, you know, we talk about and we sing the songs about God's mercy being new every morning. It's one thing to sing about it and praising God. It's another dimension altogether to live that out, is it not?
Yeah, it really is. But when you are in the fire or you're in the storm, it's a beautiful thing to find out that your faith is real.
Dr. Tony Evans is presenting for men, and I would say even for women, because their men will be all the better for this movie, Kingdom Men Rising. It is a Fathom event, two nights only in April coming up, and we'll talk more about it with Jonathan Pitt. Stay with us.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bill Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez died.
see what awaits you. You too could be the most interesting man, but really it starts with your relationship with God. We're talking with Jonathan Pitts, pastor out of Nashville, Tennessee. He's hanging with the cats out there these days. He's the executive pastor for Church of the City. Jonathan, what drew you to Nashville?
Just a call that God had on my life at the time. My wife and I together, before she passed away, just had this sense that God was doing something new. And so through a friend of mine who's an elder at the church, we just prayed about it. And I sought counsel from Dr. Evans, who was my boss at the time. And he told me that God would confirm it and asked for three witnesses. And God gave me more than three. And so we're here. And honestly, I thought I was coming to produce for this church and family of churches. It's about six churches here that we're a part of. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, God was bringing me here first and foremost to heal. So it's been a part of my healing journey.
And, you know, the people, and the thing is about healing, it's the community. It's everybody coming together. I mean, God uses, you know, things that we don't even anticipate. But it's just that aptly spoken word, that right person, a gesture, a sense of welcome, you know, all that is part and parcel of the healing process, right?
Yeah, what's funny is I was telling somebody yesterday, I never really understood the extravagant love of God. Like, I grew up in a family where we had just enough, and we prayed to have our needs met, and God would meet our needs. But in that, I was kind of conditioned just to be okay if God gave us just enough. And what I've experienced is the extravagant love of God shown to me through family members in this church and people in our community and really people around the world that have loved my family in tremendous ways, both big and small. And it's the extravagant love of God. And you know, it's funny. I've talked about it as almost like this kingdom 401k that my wife and I and our family, we've invested in ministry for years and years and years. Right. And at this point, we feel like we're just receiving all this, like, you know, all the interest that we had no idea we were storing up. And God's been really gracious to us in this time. I mean, I could go on for hours and just tell you story after story about what he's done, but he's been really faithful.
Well, and this is the thing. It's a matter of perspective. And what you're sharing with us here, Jonathan, is that, you know, if we look at God as being just enough, and without really even stopping for a moment, and the song, The Extravagant Love of God, which has been very popular recently, it opens up the possibilities for us to look beyond, you know, what we immediately need. And invariably, what I find that happens with the extravagant love of God is that not only does it pay dividends and interest, but it also puts you in a position of servanthood, to where you're paying it forward. And
yeah,
that's when it becomes really cool, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's fun now because I've had several things happen to friends of mine and others around, and I've never had the heart that I have to serve and give like I do now based on what I've gone through. And I've always been a giver, but I mean, God just upped the ante. Cause when you receive from that, like, it makes you just want to be a part of giving back to it, you know, for others. And, you know, God just, in the kingdom, there's giving and taking, and you're doing both all simultaneously. And somebody else's extras might be your provision, and then your extras might be somebody else's provision. And I'm really thankful to be able to experience that.
You know, and I'm glad you shared that, cause I remember one time being in a Bible study. And what the Holy Spirit had impressed on me, and I shared with everybody, I said, and it was at a time, you know, when there were a lot of, there was a lot of economic stress going on in our Bible community. And I shared with them, I said, God gave me this impression that everything, all the resources that are needed for all of us are right within the context of this room. Think about it. You know, the job that you need, you know, whatever, you know, like you said, maybe an excess that you may take for granted, but by sharing that, and when you consider, you know, the New Testament church during its early years, it was what they all had in one accord, right?
Yep, yep. It's a beautiful thing, and something we can probably really barely understand this side of eternity, but that we'll understand more fully in years to come, I'm sure.
Well, Kingdom Men Rising, which is coming to theaters April the 29th and 30th. And I'm sure for you, Jonathan, to be, again, working side by side with your mentor, your former mentor and boss, Dr. Tony Evans, had to be a real blessing for you.
Yeah, it was an answer to prayer because I prayed that I would always be connected to what he was doing. And this was a really creative way to do that. I was trying to work out when I was leaving the ministry, like, how would I stay on? Could I consult for the ministry? And had a lot of value I could add. And I remember Winter saying to me, just even a few weeks before she passed, she'd say it over and over again as I'm trying to figure that out. She's like, I don't think God has that for you. And she'd say it in a way that I normally would have argued in years past, but I had come to find out her wisdom in it. And when she passed away, I knew exactly what it was. And it was like God was using her just to tell me, like, I got you. Like, you don't need to solve all the problems of the world, and right. I can do for you the things that you want. You don't need to make it happen.
So. Right, exactly. I think the opportunity that we have and all men have is to find the lane that God has for us and operate in that lane where we can be most effective, true to ourselves. As one author has been encouraging me here recently during the Lenten season, is to be intentional about creating a better version of yourself. And I think that's the opportunity, especially with men right now, with the attack on men. Our kids need us. Our wives need us. The women of the world need us because there are natural instincts when we operate in our own lane that God has designed for us that is appropriate and it's balanced. It is powerful. And Satan doesn't want that to happen. And this is why men have been under attack so much. And we have all this gender confusion, all this craziness, and anything that he can do, whether it's pornography or sexual deviation or, the common sins of humanity that we have exchanged for the truth of God. The fact is, as you know, Jonathan, God was intentional. He did say it. He did mean it. And as he told Cain in the, back in Genesis, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that echoes to me constantly is that, okay, in terms of the right quotient, how are we doing? Are we doing the right things? And what's the fruit of the rightness? Are we bearing that righteous fruit, or does the fruit stink, or it doesn't even come up at all? And we're like that fig tree that needs to be withered and gone.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You think about the fruit of, the Bible says for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, that the fruit of God's suffering, the suffering that Jesus put on, was our salvation for me, for you, for the world. And, God's calling men specifically to suffer. And suffer means a lot of different things. For me right now, it's grieving the loss of my wife, and it's parenting my girls alone. It's all these different things, but God's got a greater purpose in it. And just like for Jesus, there was a joy set before him, there's a joy set before me, and there's a joy set before you, and there's a joy set before every man that God's called to his kingdom. And he's called us to suffer. And what's funny is that suffering just comes with purpose. Like, it's just that we're living in our purpose, and we're doing that. And most men, like, they don't want to suffer, but if they would just embrace the call that God has put on their lives, they're going to thrive in it. And that's like what you were talking about, just living in that lane. Like, what does that look like? And so my hope for any man that watches this film is that they'll just embrace the call that God has on their life and just catch a vision for what he wants to do through them and in them.
Yeah, the thing that burns up in this deal is our selfishness. That's the stuff that gets cooked, which gets in the way of everything else and frustrates the holy what have you out of all of us. And at the end of the day, when you're on the other side of that, I know I've had those moments myself. I got to tell you, Jonathan, where I'd go to pray the Lord's Prayer and I'd stop at that, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I said, God, I got to be honest with you. I am cooked over your kingdom right now. I mean, your will being done in my life has cooked me. I'm like beyond well done. Can I have a break?
Yep. Saying? Jesus.
Yeah, so it's like, that suffering part, when you get to the other side and you realize the part that you suffered was the selfishness that was worthless anyway, right?
Yep.
Good fun. Hey, Jonathan, God bless you. Thank you so much. All the best to your family, to your girls, as you continue to be comforted and to see God's bright and awesome future for you and your family, and know that our hearts are with you for the loss of Winter. And what a magnificent mother and wife and woman she was, but her legacy continues, does it not?
It does, Bill. It's one of the things I'm most grateful for, is to be able to continue to share her story and her legacy. So
you got it. We got to leave it there. Jonathan Pitts on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jonathan. God bless.
God bless. Bye.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Denver man is one of the three Americans who were among the 290 people killed in a series of terrorist bombings yesterday in Sri Lanka. 40-year-old Dieter Kowalski was staying at one of the hotels that was struck. He was on a business trip at the time.
Our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts are with the people.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. stands ready to help in the investigation.
The United States stands ready to help in anything that we can do and look forward to helping bring these individuals that are responsible to justice.
Around a dozen people have been detained by authorities in connection with the blasts. Three-term Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton, joining a long list of Democrats running for the White House, he's now the 19th. The 40-year-old Moulton is a Marine combat vet who was awarded a Bronze Star for his service in Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
Martinez live.
Hey, don't you love God? He has a way of doing that, right? I'm telling you. It is unbelievable. Hey, I pray that this Easter season has just been a blessed season for you and that it just doesn't stop at Easter Sunday, that it continues. I mean, we had 40 days of Lent leading into it, and the whole idea is that of 40 days, as we know, 40 represents trial and tribulation. And, you may have given up some things. I thought it was encouraging at one Catholic diocese I was at, was the things that they offered to give up were, attitudes, bitterness and grudges and things like that. I mean, fasting. Let's fast for 40 days against having, a grudge or unforgiveness towards somebody, which, I think of all these years, I'd never quite heard it expressed that way. Because normally when you think of giving up something, it's like, okay, I'm going to give up candy or, some other earthly pleasure. But we didn't think about giving up maybe gossip, which would have been a good thing. And I think some people, have embraced that as well. Unlike, I don't know if I shared with you, but a friend, actually more of a friend of my wife, she substitutes for her husband. She's not a Catholic, he is, but she fulfills his Catholic duty on his behalf, which I think is interesting. But, you know, hey, look at God is the one. He's in control. But I had to appreciate her perspective on this, because when my wife had told her that I had given up certain things, you know, for Lent, you know, the gal kind of said, well, what is your husband thinking? You're not supposed to give up stuff you like. You're supposed to give up stuff you don't like. He says, well, what did you give up? She goes, I gave up beets because I hate beets. You know, you just got to appreciate some people's humor sometimes, you know. Clemens Kavalan joins us now. He's an associate professor in religious studies at the University of Gothenburg, Sweden. Also an artist who studied at the Valand Art Academy in Gothenburg. And he paints mostly portraits and works commissioned by the churches. He's married, has six children. And we're going to be talking about his new book, On the Edge of Infinity, a biography of Michael O'Brien. Clemens, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm very fine. It's a sunny afternoon in Sweden. We're approaching 5:30 here.
Oh, okay. Well, good, good. Well, I'm glad the sun is shining on the day after Easter, and that there's much to enjoy there in Sweden. Tell us about Michael O'Brien. Who is Michael O'Brien?
So Michael O'Brien was, in many senses, a typical young man during the 1960s, a Catholic who lived for a couple of years in the very north of Canada, in the Arctic part of Canada. And when coming back to city life in Ottawa in the 1963-64, he lost his faith. And during a period, he studied the existentialism, read a lot, and tried to find his way in life.
Mm-hmm.
And then he slowly went into esotericism. And then he had, at a friend's house, a very dramatic conversion experience when he was confronted by an evil spirit. And then all this Catholic background just came rushing in, and the ability to pray. And I would say from that moment on, he was what you could call it a reborn Catholic,
mm-hmm.
A new sense of the struggle between good and evil. And then after that, his gifts of painting and writing novels developed slowly after. But I would say that conversion experience was crucial in the 1960s. And then, of mm-hmm. course, I followed his life in the 1970s, 80s, 90s, and
right.
so forth.
Well, when he was, you say, delving in existentialism and these other thought processes, was he on a determined search in some other way, a determined search? I mean, because I know from myself, I can tell you, Clemens, that I went on a search at one point because I felt like, you know, there were things happening within the Catholic Church that were a bit disturbing to me. And I said, okay, I got to be on a search for God. So I started looking at different alternatives, looking for God. And, you know, I'd get to points and, you know, whatever it was whether I was studying Buddhism or Scientology or whatever. And I'd hit that wall and go, okay, well, no, that's not here. Let's go on to the next one. And, you know, I had people that would tell me, you know, some Christians, oh, well, you know, when are you going to study the Bible? Well, I'm in the middle of studying the Zen of Motorcycle Maintenance, if you remember that book. So,
yes.
You know, but God allowed me to be a bit of a knucklehead, but to go through this search of discovery that I had to go through. And I'm wondering, is this kind of the thing that O'Brien went through as well?
Yes, but I think it's important, or at least what I saw was important, was how the changes, as you said, the changes in the church affected the whole family.
Mm.
It was like more or less like an earthquake in the 1960s and moving into the 1970s. Everything that was solid was just melting, and so it affected Michael O'Brien's mother, for example, was a very devout woman, so she became lost her bearing, so to speak. And interestingly, in the beginning of the 1970s, I saw that the charismatic renewal was an important factor, both for Michael and his mother to find their way back, mm-hmm. or at least to understand the church. Then it gradually declined in importance during the 1970s. But your question was he searching? I would say yes, but he was also drifting.
Mm-hmm.
Because a search is a very, then you're very determined to find the truth, the goodness. But when you're in a climate where everything is changing and all, the Beatles are coming to Canada, for example, these new esoteric or oriental or religions, you start to drift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's interesting because even here in America, I mean, we had the Jesus movement taking place in Haight-Ashbury and, and in the midst of all that, you had flower power, you had love the one you with.
Mm.
You talk about an era of men beginning to see things according to their own eyes. You had to really resist the temptation of the culture at the time because it was freedom unhinged. And, it was very hedonistic when it got down to it. But, you know, maybe there was some sort of false cover that it couldn't be that bad because, after all, I mean, we're, you know, on one corner we're praising Jesus and on the other corner we're, we're at some rock concert half naked having fun.
The solution for Michael, because when he came back after his conversion, mm-hmm. he gradually discovered that he was a painter, gradually. Mm.
He didn't realize that gift before, huh?
No, it for him it's important that it developed with his refound faith.
Wow.
Something was stirring within him. The creativity was bloomed only after his conversion. But then he, at a very young age, at 21, he had his first exhibition. Mainly drawings, more naturalistic drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge success. Everything was sold. But
wow.
that experience scared him. What he did with the money he received from that exhibition was that he went for a train ride through the whole of Canada, the whole breadth of Canada, and then he found this little village in the in British Columbia in the mountains where there were one priest who was doing, like, 1970s style, community living, working mm-hmm. together.
Right.
He decided to stay there. So
okay. Clemens, I got to hit pause real quick. We're going to pick it up from there. When we come back, got to go to break. More from Clemens Cavalin after this. Stay with us.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live. When love grows through, I'll be in the darkness, wandering through the desert. I was a homeless fool, now I'm hopelessly devoted. My chains are broken.
Hey, so you like us fresh and very independent. Okay, ornery a little bit once in a while, but that's just for fun to keep your blood flowing along. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Peter Kreeft had this to say. You know, Peter's been with us on the show on several occasions, and we're due to have him back. He's the professor of philosophy at Boston College and author of Doors and the Walls of the World. He writes about Michael O'Brien. He says, I believe the greatest living Catholic novelist, so it's high time someone wrote his biography. Fortunately, Clemens Cavallin is up to the task. The story is clear, comprehensive, compassionate, and character-driven. There are not many people in the world who are more worth meeting than Michael O'Brien. And what a great way for us to meet Michael O'Brien is through this new book by Clemens Cavallin, On the Edge of Infinity. It is a biography of said O'Brien. Clemens, I want to pick up the story, as you were saying before we went to break, that that O'Brien went on a tour. He makes this money at 21, you know, a pretty successful venture, an exhibition. And he has this extra money, and he decides to, you know, travel west, I guess, and go through the breadth of Canada, right?
Yes, and I think in one sense it's his early teenage years in the very north of Canada, in the Arctic, that kind of resurfaced. So he withdrew from city life to live in the mountains, to live a very, very simple life. And he didn't, he actually stopped painting at that point and just served the community in this, religious community style living in the mountains. But what happens was that he met his wife. That's a very crucial happening there. And then suddenly, he had a family, and he began to work as a weather observer there in this little village in the mountains. But then his wife told him, but you're an artist. You're really an artist. You should paint. And so they decided together that he would devote his life to Christian art.
Mm-hmm.
So he took his brushes. They went into the little church in Blue River, the village, and dedicated his life, their life, to Christian art. And then he went back to his little studio, just a cabin, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And next day, I suppose, and sat down and was supposed to begin. And he couldn't paint anything. Impossible.
Wow.
And he sat there for weeks, and he prayed, he cried, he just wondered, what have I done? This is absolute madness. So he had to begin with a very, very, say, persevering spirit. He had to go to the studio every day, not paint anything, just pray and wait. And then suddenly, at one point, then he got a letter, somebody told him, and he began with icon painting. That was the start of his painting.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say that he had this very strong conversion experience that was that caused him to return to the church, and of course this is you know, how many years down the road from that experience when he really you know, first of all, his wife says you're a painter, and he sets about painting, but he's got as they would say, like a writer block. I guess he's dealing with artist block, right?
Yes, it's and during his career, trying to be a Christian artist is very, very difficult. And also because he decided to just paint Christian themes,
mm-hmm.
You could decide for sometimes paint Christian themes, and then for the most part paint things or do artistic work that would appeal to a larger audience, then you could survive. But he decided for Christian art purely, and that was not the recipe for having a very comfortable and comfortable life. So that they had to struggle for many, many years with poverty, small resources, and so on. So this perseverance, endurance, was very important, and the continuing theme during his whole artistic and writing career.
And what was it about his painting that finally, you know, came through here, Clemens, that it just could no longer be denied? When was the breakthrough for him?
I think the interesting, when you look at his art, there will be an art book published at Ignatius Press during fall this year, where you will be able to see a broad, say, many different genres within which he has painted. You can go to his webpage now, but this book would be significant. Mm-hmm. And what you can see there is he moved from just pure icon painting to a more freer personal style, where he kept some things from the icon painting, but incorporated it in a more freer Western style of painting. And I think he has continued to be a painter that mostly paints for churches, individual religious persons. He has never been accepted by the large art museums or galleries. He's operating in a Christian subculture, you could
say. Right.
That is significant. But this Christian subculture, what you can see with his novels, is a different national Catholic Christian subcultures that are interconnected. So his books travels through translations from English in North America, that become translated into Croatian, for example, or French, Polish, but they will almost always be published by Catholic publishers in those countries.
Mm-hmm. So how old is O'Brien now?
He is mostly writing, I would say. He's writing. He either writes a novel, mm-hmm. or he paints.
Yes.
He writes, and then he paints a little bit, then he writes. I think writing has more and more taken over his time. But in his heart, he is a painter. And that's the way his children saw him when they grew up. He was mm-hmm. primarily a painter. So he began to write his first novel in the 1970s, but the first one published was in 1996.
Mm.
So for a very long time, he was a painter. And right now, he's coming to New York this week, I think, to mm-hmm. receive a prize, for example. So I'm happy for that.
You have this sense that his life's work, as you say, against all odds right now, to reestablish Christian culture in the materialist void created by the modern Western world. I mean, it's been an uphill struggle for him. But as history has proven time and again, quality ultimately does win out in most cases, does it not?
I would say so, but I would say also that at this point, it's really an uphill struggle still. It's not... many times I get the impression that the uphill angle is increasing all the time. So it becomes more and more difficult as the Western civilization and different nations move away from Christianity increasingly.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes more and more difficult to reach out with a Christian message. Perhaps that is more palpable in Sweden, where I am, than in mm-hmm. the United States. There's still a difference there. But,
yeah. Well, there's no question that there is a growing resistance, and I think that not only in Sweden, but I would say here in the United States, where secularism has had its way, and I know many people of faith continue to pray for revival, only because, you know, when things get as chaotic as they do, maybe people have enough of themselves to realize that, you know, maybe they need to turn back to God.
And then of course, Michael's novels will be there for those people, and his paintings.
Mm-hmm.
It's dedicated his life to provide that kind of culture. But it has been the fruits of a great, great struggle, I would say.
Exactly. Well, the author, Clemens Cavallin, has been our guest. He was granted unrestricted access to Michael O'Brien's personal archive, including his diary, from the late 70s until the present day, by revealing sides of O'Brien's interior creative life, including mystical experiences, spiritual battles, and illuminations. He's painted a portrait of a contemporary visual and literary artist whose inspiration arises from an intense fusion of imagination and active faith, as you can only imagine. The book, On the Edge of Infinity, will be linked on our website at Bill Martinez Live. It is a biography of Michael O'Brien from Clemens Cavallin. Clemens, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters.